Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Not too long ago, I was down at the clinic seeing some clients, and after I finished my consultation, I came into the waiting room and I had a most unnerving experience. Let me preface this by saying that the overwhelming majority of my clients are highly committed people. They're truly concerned about their animals' behavior, and they want to do whatever they can do to relieve the stress on the animal and improve the animal's behavior. When we're together for several hours, they and their dogs are working really, really hard. And what makes it so hard for them is that they need to concentrate. They not only need to concentrate on what we're talking about, they also need to concentrate on not reacting to their dogs and remaining as relaxed and comfortable as possible. For many people in this day and age of electronic devices and instant gratification, that is very hard work. There isn't a time that I'm not grateful for the willingness of my clients to summon the wherewithal to do it. As you might expect, it's not easy for me to keep track of the animal, to keep track of the owners, to help the owners relax and make things go as smoothly for them as possible. So by the time a consultation is over, we're all pretty wiped out. After my clients and their dog left on this particular day, I went out into the crowded waiting room. Every chair was filled, and there were dogs there, dogs of all shapes and sizes. But what struck me was that for whatever reason, every person sitting in that waiting room was staring at an electronic device, either a notepad of some sort or a smartphone. It was like walking into a room full of zombies. Even when they looked up, their eyes were glazed. They were looking, but they weren't seeing. They didn't even react when somebody came into the building or departed, or went into an examination room and disappeared, or suddenly appeared with their animal from within an examination room. I'm sure that had I asked them 30 seconds later what the person looked like or what kind of animal was with him or her, they wouldn't have a clue. If one of those animals decided to misbehave for some reason, the time it would take this to register would be considerable, because the first thing they would have to do is to come out of this zombie-like state. I have mixed feelings about this. I know that this is normal in our society. I also know that the majority of people who fall into these electronic trances will tell you with 100% certainty that they are totally aware of what's going on around them. And I don't doubt that on some level they are. So when I saw the zombies out there, I was thinking, what is going on? At what level does the disconnect occur? We know that all incoming sensory stimulation goes first to the emotional centers of the brain, then to memory, and then finally to the higher brain centers. So if a person is totally engrossed in what they're seeing on an electronic device, where is what is happening in that real environment going in their brains? And I don't know. I do know that relative to the human-animal bond, animals know this every bit as much as kids do. And if you don't believe me, start watching animal videos on YouTube. Sure, you'll have some real hams there that'll play up to the camera or play up to the smartphone, but a lot of them look toward the person. They are not looking toward the camera. And some of them look obviously uneasy because they're trying to get feedback. They're trying to get eye contact so that they know what they're supposed to do. And they can't connect. There's something missing in there. But I'm enough of a realist to accept that this is a new reality for many people. And it's such a potent reality that they believe that they can handle it. They believe that they can truly be two places at one time. They can be in their heads in the electronic reality at the same time as they are in that waiting room with their animals or in that dog park with their animals. And physically they are, but mentally they're not. I probably have the same question that some of those animals bearing quizzical expressions on their faces had in that waiting room. I know they're not here, but where have they gone?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.